Tip number two, I would suggest, is know your rights. This is something I believe passionately in, simply because if we're trying to influence some control or direction, then we need to know what the rules are. When I was young, my dad used to say to me, "Son, only pick a fight you've got a chance of winning." And they were wise words and a truism for tax investigations. Now, I'm certainly not saying pick a fight, any fight with the inspector. What I do mean, though, is know exactly what is and is not expected by us and our clients, and also know exactly what the inspector can and cannot do. Knowing that is professional and correct. Any contact between HMRC and our clients is done under the protection of a Code of Practice, or COP, and these are most commonly COP 3, COP 14, COP 8 or COP 9. These are sent by HMRC so our clients know how the conduct of the investigation will go. Now here's an honest question for you. If you've handled an investigation, did you read the Code of Practice? Now answer honestly. If you did, then well done. And if you didn't, then why not? The Code of Practice is an important piece of material HMRC have sent you. They are saying, these are the rules of the game for both sides. If you're going to control the investigation and look after your client, you need to know those rules and how to use them. There is also nothing wrong with knowing them and using them. That's why HMRC sent them to you in the first place. Let's hope you don't need to tackle an inspector about them trying to do something in your investigation that they shouldn't be, but until you read the Code of Practice governing your investigation, then ask yourself just how you're going to know if they are doing something they shouldn't.